Baba Basra Daf Samach Gimel Amud Beis, page 63, side B. So the Gemara asks, Lama Yilchas, with regards to what matter was Rish Lakish needed to say that it helps his condition that the roof should remain in his rishos? Even if he didn't make the condition, it would be so. Like we learned in the Mishnah, Samach Aleph Amud Aleph, that a one who sells the house, Bistam, so then the roof that has a fence of 10 tvachim is not included in the sale. So the Gemara answers the words of Rish Lakish in two ways. Rav Zvid says that the intention of Rish Lakish, that the condition that the seller makes helps, that if the seller wants to take out from the upper roof, zizin, small beams, even though they're going out into the yard which he sold with the house, Moitzi, he can take it out. Had it not been for the condition, he would not have left over for the seller only the roof itself. Like anyone who sells a house, that in the house is not included the roof which has a fence of 10 tvachim. But since he went and this seller went and he left himself over also the diuta, so then there is an extra language that teaches us, that shows that his intention is to add and to leave over even the taking out of the zizim from the diuta for himself, that writes also. And therefore we explain that even in the chotzer, in the yard that he sold together with the house, he left himself over a place close to the diuta, in order so that he should be able to take out the zizim from the diuta yoina, from the top, from the roof. Rapapa says, no, we cannot explain the words of Rish Lakish like Rav Zvid, that the extra tnai of the seller helps to leave him over a portion of something that he sold, but rather the extra tnai helps im rotzen livnoi, that if the roof fell down and the guy wants to build in its place Ali al Gabo, another attic on top of the house, boine, he can build. So if the seller wants to buy, he can build another one, replace it. But had it not been for the extra specific tanai that he said, that he's not selling him the diuta, so then the diuta would only remain in his ownership as long as it's in existence. Because it was only for this attic, for this diuta, that he enslaved himself at the time of the sale. But for another attic, he did not enslave himself. So he would not be allowed to go ahead and build. But when he comes and he adds on the condition, he says, on the condition that the upper diuta is mine, so his intention is to say that the diuta is left over in his ownership forever. And even if it's going to fall down, he will be allowed to go ahead and rebuild it. So the Gemara pushes away the words of Rav Papa. The Gemara asks, Bishleima l'Rav Zvid. We can understand, according to Rav Zvid, that the additional tanai helps for this seller so that he leaves himself over a place in the chotzer so he can take out over the diseases. Hainu dikatonim. This is what Rish Lakish writes, Zoysei Meres. This tells us that's what Rish Lakish needed to say, learn from the Braisa. That if one who sells to his friend on the condition that the miser is his, so that there's the extra lotion helps to leave himself over a place in what he sold. Because based on logic, we would not say that a person can leave himself over something from what he sold to his friend. But according to Rav Papa, that the yitter lotion, the extra language, doesn't help to leave himself over to the seller a place in the portion that he already sold. It is only to permit him to go ahead and rebuild the roof that falls down. The question is, why is it Zeisameres? Why is it mean Zeisameres? Why did he have to learn this name from the Braise? Even without the Braise, we know that this is an extra language that helps to add to the seller extra privileges. And like it will be explained in the Mishnah later on, Samadal Namdal. The word concludes, Kashi, the question. Now the Gemara is dealing with, what is the language of a shtar mechira, when you're selling a house, when in it there is also a boyer or a dus, different kinds of pits. Omar Abdimim ben Ardo. So Abdimim ben Ardo says, Hayman di mezabin lei beis lechavre. A person who sells a house to his friend and he wants to also sell him the pit or the dus that are found in the courtyard of the house to collect water. So this is an item that you have to explicitly point it out in the shtar. So Aval gav the cost of the umkavirume. Even if he writes the depth and the height of the house is sold to you, the burden, the deuce, the pit and the deuce of the water are not included in the sale. In order for them to be included in the sale, tzorich lemichtav lei, so he has to add and write to him besides the depth and the height, konelach mitohim arav adri mekia, that it is acquired to you from the bottom of the lower of the earth until the height of the sky. And Abdimi explains, my timer, why is the reason that he also have to add the words mitohim arav adri mekia? Why are they not included when it says in the document of sale umkoveruma, the depth and the height? So Rav Dimi explained, because umko, the depth of the house, meaning the privilege to dig in the property which is underneath the house. And ruva, the height of the house, means that's the roof of the house that has 10 tvachim. And also the air which is above the house until the sky, when he sold the house. But bistoma, without explaining it in the document, that they are included in the sale like on it. So then the buyer would not acquire these matters. So therefore they would be in the property, in the chazaka of the seller, to use them in a way that he wouldn't cause damage to the owner of the house, which is the lekeach, which is the buyer. Unless he mentions beferish in the document and in document of sale. And therefore ahane, it helped what he wrote in the shtar, in order to purchase actually the depth and the height of the house. And there is no extra language that should help him to purchase the bar and the dos, since this language is needed in order to purchase the actual depth and the height of the house. But vahane, and this that he added to write in the shtar, that is sold mit hoimar of adre mrekia, from the bottom of the ground until the height of the sky, limikna, to acquire to besides the depth and the height of the house, also the bar v'dus u'mechila, is also the pit and the dus and the mechila, the streams of water that are underneath the house. The Gemara brings an proof to Rav Dimi, lema mesayel lei. Let's say that we have a support to Rav Dimi from what we learned later on in the Mishnah Samach Aleph Aleph, which is a follow to Mishnah of before Samach Aleph Amad Aleph. It says one who sells the house did not sell the yetzia, v'loyas haboyer, v'loyas hadois, v'loyas hadus. Afa pisha kosov loy, even though the seller writes to the buyer umko veruma, that the depth and the depth and the height of the house is sold to you. Me'isal kadaitach. And if you're going to enter your mind that one who sells a house bistoma, without specifying that he's also selling umkavruma koni, that he would buy without, besides the house, also umkavruma, or the depth and the width. So then it turns out that the umkavruma that he mentions in the document extra of him came, and if so, the hani umkavruma. So then the mentioning of the depth and the height should help even for bar with the dosu mechilas. Should get. And from the fact that it doesn't help with writing umkavruma to acquire the bervidus, it's evidence that the writing umkavruma is needed to acquire the privilege itself in the property that's underneath the house and in the ear that's on top of the house. That's not considered an extra language in order to also acquire the pit and the dus, the bervidus. That's why he needs to write metachtis tohim oriz at govash rekiya mocherloch in order to also purchase the bar and dus should be included in the sale, like Rav Dimi said. The Gemara says no. Over there, he's talking about the loy kosovlei. The seller did not write him the depth and the height of the house is sold to you, and therefore the depth, the pit, and the dus are not included in the sale. But if he would have written him so, we can talk and say that also the bar and the dus would have been included in the sale, even if he doesn't write tachtis toim oritz chulo. Not like Rav Dimi. So the Gemara asks, but it says even though he wrote him, says the Mishnah. So how could you say that the Mishnah is talking about that he didn't write him on Kavaruma? The more answers, yeah, we can talk and say that the Mishnah is talking about that the seller did not write on Kavaruma. And this that it says in the Mishnah, Afo Pisha Kosov Loi, Hachikomar, this is what the Mishnah is saying. The Tan is intended to say like this. Since the depth of the house and the height are similar to the house in the way of you, so they're included. So Afo Pisha Kosov Loi, even though he doesn't write them befedish, the height and the depth of the house, it's still, nevertheless, Kimisha Kosov Domi, says, if he has written, Lemiknum Kavarumo, that he buys the depth and the height of the house. But lemikna ber vidusu mechilos to acquire the pit and vidusu mechilos, which are not part of the house because they are a different use of the house, then Allah is not so. But he costs of lay. But if he writes to the buyer umkovidruma that the depth and the height is sold to Yukoni, he acquires also the pit and the dus v'loy kosav. And if he didn't write the depth and the height loy koni, then he did not acquire the ber and the dus. And since we can explain the Mishnah that he didn't write Kavaruma, so that we have no proof to the words of Rav Dimi. So the Gemara brings another proof from another source of the words of Rav Dimi. Toshma, come and listen. We learned in the Mishnah before, in Samach Alfa Med Aleph, that one who sells a house in a general way did not sell the Yetziyah, that's the structure next to the house, Vacheder, and also the storage house. And likewise, Veloi also didn't sell Zagog, Vizman, Shiesh, the Makkah, Gvasar, Tvachim. The roof, as long as if the roof has a fence of 10 tefachim, he didn't sell it either. Why? Because the roof is considered for an item by itself, it's not secondary to the house. And since with regards to the roof, it's not mentioned in the Mishnah that even though he wrote him the depth and the width, so it's mashma, he didn't write him in the document, only he wrote him, this house is sold to you.